Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Friday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14, and today's reading is a section in John's Gospel that is referred to as the Farewell Discourse, in which Jesus gives final instructions to his disciples before he is arrested, tried, and put to death. Jesus promises to prepare a place for all his followers and says that he is the way to God the Father. Again, God's guiding word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading in John chapter 14 and verse 1. "Do not be worried and upset," Jesus told them. "Believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself so that you will be where I am. You know the way that leads to the place where I am going." But Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there?" Jesus answered him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. Now that you have known me," he said to them, "you will know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him, and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father. That's all we need." And Jesus answered, "For a long time I've been with you all, and yet you do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Why then do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe, Philip, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I have spoken to you," Jesus said to his disciples, "do not come from me. The Father who remains in me does his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. If not, believe because of the things I do. I'm telling you the truth. Those who believe in me will do what I do. Yes, they will do even greater things because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it." And of course, the key verse for today is John chapter 14, verse 6, where Jesus answered him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me." You know, beloved, you know, it's interesting that even after Jesus has invested 3.5 years into his followers, that they still, at this point, are virtually clueless. And it is only going to be the miracle of the resurrection that takes the scales off of their eyes and lets them see that this Jesus, whom they love, whom they serve, whom they claim to, you know, lay down their lives for, that this Jesus truly is in the Father, and the Father is in him. Let's pray. Holy Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. I trust in all your promises, knowing that one day I will dwell with you in the place you have prepared for me. Amen. Well, that brings our time this week together to an end, beloved. Join me Sunday morning as we meet together in at the church and enjoy the good fellowship that God has ordained for us to enjoy. And if I'm not able to see you there, then I look forward to Monday morning, where we will be studying John chapter 14, verses 15 through 31, where Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit. Until then, my precious beloved, may God bless you with every spiritual blessing. God bless.